We have a very, very, very important topic today. Pikuach Nefesh. We're going to speak about Simcha. It's Pikuach Nefesh, right? Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Gemara says, Mishanichna Sador Marbim Besimcha. That 365 days a year, a Jew is required to be happy. If we're happy, we're connected to Hashem. If we're not happy, we're disconnecting from Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Shekhinah will not associate with a person, loy mitoich atzvus, v'loy mitoich this, elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. That's the prerequisite, that's the requirement for a person to have contact with the Shekhinah. The Arizal says, I'll show you why. There's a pasuk, oyer zarua latzadik, uleyishrei lev simcha. The words lev simcha are bigematria Shekhinah, exactly. A heart that's joyous, a heart that's filled with happiness, has the Shekhinah there. Dovra Melech says, Nosato Simcha Belibi, you have placed joy and happiness in my heart. When the heart has the opposite of Simcha, there's a pasuk in the Chumash, which says, Vayisatzev Eliboy, that Hashem's heart was filled with Atzvus, depression. That was the preview to the Mabul. Right after that, Hashem made the decision to destroy the entire world. That's how serious this issue is, of Simcha versus Atzvus. We find in Parshas Kisavoy, the Toichacha appears for the second time. The Toichacha is where Hashem is reprimanding Klal Yisrael very severely. And he's telling us, he's making it perfectly clear, that if we do the right thing, we'll be blessed. And Hashem gives a long list of blessings. And then it says, Chas v'shalom, if we do the wrong things, if we ignore Hashem or we show major disrespect to Hashem, then there's a long series of curses that'll come upon us. The pasuk summarizes it all by saying, Uvo olecha kol hakloloi so'ela irudafucha. All of these curses will come upon you and they'll persecute you. Why? Tachas asher lo yavadeto es Hashem alekecha besimcha ubetuv levav miroiv koel. Because you did not serve Hashem with joy and happiness, and with a good heart, with good-heartedness. This is Chumash. This is Chumash and Gemara, very, very clear sources that are not negotiable. Nobody can say that this is a Hasidic thing, or this is a Karlbach thing. This is for Jews incorporated. Anyone who considers themselves Jewish is included in the sources that we're quoting now. We find in the Navi, when the Torah speaks about prophets, Nevi'im, who received divine messages from Hashem, Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh, the Torah makes it perfectly clear that in order for them to prepare themselves to receive this Nevuah, it required music and song. The Pasuk says, Vayhi kemenagein hamenagein, by Elisha Novi. Elisha Novi was a Talmud Chacham, a Yirei Shamayim, a Tzaddik, still needed something, a prerequisite to receive Nevuah, that when the singer, the musician played, Vatehi Olav Ruach Hashem, that's when Elisha Novi was able to receive Nevuah from Hashem. We speak about the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place where heaven and earth come together. Hashem and Klal Yisrael join. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was song and music 7 days a week, including Shabbos. The Levim sang and played musical instruments. That's how critical a requirement Simcha is in our Kesher Tashem, in our Ban Tashem. When we speak about Torah and Tefillah, the Pasuk defines the Torah, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim, Mesamche Lev, that the mitzvahs of Hashem are righteous, are just, they bring joy and happiness to the heart. That's what Torah is supposed to do. It's supposed to make a person happy. Tefillah, the pasuk says, "Vahavioisim el harkotchi, v'simachtim beveis tefilosi." Hashem says, "I'll make you happy. I'll give you joy and happiness in my house of prayer." That pretty much sums up the whole Yiddishkeit. Torah and tefillah is pretty much an umbrella term that includes all of Yiddishkeit. When the Torah speaks about Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim, it always includes those words. V'sitoeinu b'gvuleinu, when it speaks about in the Shemayin Esrei of Musaf, of Shabbos, it speaks about, again, Hashem implanting us in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim with Simcha. when the Torah speaks about Jews bringing karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, usemachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, you'll rejoice, you'll be happy with all of your gift offerings, everything you donate to the Beis HaMikdash. In the middle of the month of Adar, we have the Yom Tov of Purim. There are some people who are misinformed under the misconception that Purim is a minor holiday. I mean, you're allowed to go in a car on Purim. You're allowed to do work to a certain degree. It's not like Pesach or Shavuos, right? The answer is wrong. The Gemara says in Yuma, we know that there's an entire Masechta devoted to one day a year, Yom Kippur. It's called Yuma, the day. The day Stam is Yom Kippur. And the Gemara goes so far as to say that the Satan, the angel who's responsible for encouraging us to commit sins and then prosecuting us in heaven and then carrying out the punishment, that angel who wears all three hats, the Gemara says that the word Hasatan is Bigematria 364. That this angel has power 364 days a year. There's one day a year when he's powerless, Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is pretty high up there. And yet the Tikkun HaZohar says it's almost the most important Yom Tov for the year. It's called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's like Purim. It's not equal, comes close. Comes as close as it could possibly come to Purim, meaning that Purim is above Yom Kippur. Now, let's take a look at Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah for a moment. All of us know that those are very serious days. They're called Yomim Noiroim, days of awe. And it's a time for Yira, fear of Hashem. And yet, we find the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, speaking about Yom Kippur, how do we finish Yom Kippur? Va'oichlim usmeichim b'moitzoy Yom Kippur. We go home and eat and rejoice on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, because that itself is considered a holiday. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medrash, which says that a baskoil comes forth on Moitzoy Yom Kippur and announces, Leich echoil besimcho lachmecha. Go home and eat your meal with joy and happiness. This is Yom Kippur. This is the conclusion, this is the climax, the completion of Yom Kippur, simcha. It's brought v'hamedaktikim, those people who are serious about doing mitzvahs, go straight from Yom Kippur to start building their sukkah, to start bringing in the Zman Simchasenu, the holiday of Simcha. And in fact, we find in the laws of Rosh Hashanah in Shulchan Aruch, they're again speaking about not Moitzoy Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah itself. Rosh Hashanah is called Yomei Din, Yomim Noiroim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Oichlim v'shoisim usmeichim, that on Rosh Hashanah itself, we eat and drink and rejoice. And again, quoting the Navi Nehemiah, when the Jews were celebrating Rosh Hashanah during the time of the Navi says to them, Ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim, eat good foods, delicious foods, and drink delicious drinks, ki kodosh hayoim ladoineinu, because these days of Rosh Hashanah are very holy. Ve'al teyotzevu, but don't be depressed. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, because your strength, your power, is joy with Hashem. Chedvas Hashem. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. That's the power of Am Yisrael. And if we look at the first month of the year, the closing month of the year, and the opening month of the new year, we know that the Yomim Noiroim, the days of awe, these Yemei Yira begin from Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Sfarim start saying Slichas on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We, the Ashkenazim, start saying L'Dover Hashem Oiri, blowing the Shofar, Hayitoka Shofar Bo'ir V'am Lo Yechrodu. The Pasuk says the Shofar is being blown and people aren't terrified. The Shofar is intended to instill fear into Klal Yisrael Yira, because that's the beginning. Reishis Chochmo Yiras Hashem. Our relationship with Hashem begins with Yira, but then the Yira is supposed to flow into Ahava. We find that we have the month of Elul, days of Yira. We have Aseres Yemei Tshuva, again Yomim Noiroim, and that leads into the Tachlis. The ultimate goal is Zman Simchasenu, Sukkos. We go into 7 days of Simcha, and then we put the whipped cream and the cherry on top with Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Super Simcha. That's really the completion. That's the shleimus of this period. It's not complete with Yom Kippur. It continues. We know that even the time of Kapora continues into Hoshana Rabbah. So it's a complete set. The complete set starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul and leads all the way into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. That's the tachlis. The shleimus is the yira and the ahava, the days of awe, leading into days of joy and being anoichi esmach b'Hashem, being really joyous and happy with Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now we have Purim, which we said that Tikkun Ezer says is even higher than that. And here the Megillah makes it perfectly clear. The Megillah says that these lasois oisam yemei mishta v'simcha, that Purim is about celebrating and being happy. Why? Why is that the focus? The answer is that before Purim we have Parsha Zohar, where we say, remember Zohar es asher osa lecho Amolek. Remember that there's somebody called Amolek. Haman has yichus. Haman has an ancestry that goes all the way back to Amalek, but Haman actually goes even further back than that. The Gemara says, Haman min haTorah minayim. Where does Haman appear in the Chumash? The Gemara says in Chulin, Haman appears by the Eitz Hadas, when Hashem instructed Adam and Chava not to eat from one tree in Gan Eden. And then they went ahead and broke the law. The Pasuk says, Chamin ho eitz. Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to? The word Chamin, the Gemara says, is He Mem Nun, spelled Haman. So Haman appears at the Eitz Hadas. That's his first appearance in Klal Yisrael, in the world. The Nochosh, the original snake that convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, that's Haman. Haman is an associate of that Nochosh HaKadmoini. What did that sin result in? What did the Eitz Hadas bring to the world? It brought death. Hashem said, Ki beyoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus. On the day that you eat from that tree, you're going to die. But worse than death, much worse than death, there are people that wish they were dead, is depression. Chas v'shalom. When a person goes into a serious, deep depression, talk to people today that suffer from that situation. Many of them pray to die. They wish they were dead. Because depression is much worse than death, chas v'shalom. And the Torah says that as a result of the Eitz Hadas, as a result of Haman, Hamin Ho Eitz, the curse that Hashem issued was, Be'itzavoin Toichalena. You're going to eat with depression. That earning a livelihood for most people is going to come very difficult. It's going to be a struggle. And the struggle is going to be Be'itzavoin, the depression, the sadness, the lack of faith, the lack of trust, the lack of emuna and bitochan and Hashem, the lack of self-confidence. People walking around, I can't do it, I can't earn a living, I can't make a living, I can't succeed, I can't be matzliach. Rachmona litzlan. That's once, and if that wasn't enough, Hashem repeated it a second time for the ladies. The pasuk says, be'etzev tel dibonim, that the process of bringing children into the world is going to include etzev, atzvus, difficulty, depression. Rachmona litzlan. This is what Haman brings to the world. This is what Amalek is all about. In Parsha Zohar, we say, remember what Amalek did to you. What did Amalek do to you? When we came out of Mitzrayim, we were flying. We were high. We were very happy. Pesach is a happy holiday. We rejoice all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuv. And what did Haman do? What did Amalek do? He poured cold water, asher korcha baderech. He cooled the whole thing off. He took out the fire, the joy, the simcha. That's what Amalek is about. There's a pasuk in Bereshis where Hashem says, rak ra kol hayoim, only evil all day. Wall to wall evil. The last letters of Rak Rak Kol Ayoim spell the word Amalek. That's what Amalek is about. Amalek and Haman are the ones who come to a person and make the person see all bad. It's all bad. Never had a good day. Yiyush, giving up hope, depression, all part of that same family. This is why the tikkun on this day of Purim, where we celebrate the downfall of Haman Amalek, where it looked as if they were going to be so successful. Gidal Amel Chashver Shes Haman. Haman is rolling. He's got everything. He's got wealth. He's got power. He's got influence with the king. He has everything. And then the Torah says, V'nahapachu, Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim Hemo B'Sineyem, that Hashem turned it over completely, completely. Therefore, how do we celebrate the holiday of Purim? Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. It's all about joy and happiness. What are we happy about? What is a Jew happy about? We know a Goy, if he wants to get happy, he's got to take drugs or alcohol or other things. Because to be happy about Gashmius is pretty difficult. If a person has a little bit of intelligence, they come to the realization that all Gashmius is temporary. Not taking any of this with you. And a person goes to a discotheque, they go to the best restaurant. A few days later, he asks the person, do you still have the taste of that steak or that eggplant parmesan? No, long forgotten. So all of the pleasures of this world are very temporary. And if that's where a person is getting his joy and happiness from, then again, if he's got a little bit of brains, if he ever stops to think, the Satan has most people on a treadmill. They're running. So as long as they don't stop to think, they might be safe. If they're the 1 in 1,000 people who things are going a little bit well for, then they're sort of okay. But the minute they stop to think, the minute they look around and stop to realize that all of this is nothing, all of this is a joke, it leads to indigestion. So what? So what am I doing all of it? What did I work so hard for? What did I try to make all of that money for? What? The only real simcha, and the only permanent simcha, is faith in Hashem. If a person believes in Hashem, then there's what to be happy about. Then I know that I can go out for $10, $15, buy a pair of tzitzis and put it on. And that's a deposit of $1 million in a bank account that's eternal. That I take with me into the next world and nobody could ever take it away from me. Any mitzvah that I do, a woman lights candles on Erev Shabbos, that's eternal. That's something, that's a success, an eternal success. Every mitzvah, every word of Torah that I study, every word of tefillah is a deposit in a bank that's forever, forever. So that's genuine simcha. And Shlomo Melech speaks about this in Koheles repeatedly again. He says, "My Yisroin lodam b'chol amoloi." In all the struggle, all the work, what comes out of it? Ki loy b'moysa yikach ha-koel, it says in Tehillim. In death, a person doesn't take it with him. And he writes, ki achris simcha tuga. The end of happiness, in this Gashmi's happiness, is sadness. And he says, ula simcha maze oisa. What does their joy do? Again, they went to the disco, jumping up, and then what? And the next day, back to the grind, back to the old grind, back to depression. It's at best a temporary fix. Now the question is, so a person would say, okay, so it's pretty clear now. I have a choice. I have a choice of Gashmius Simcha, trying to find Simcha there, or to find Simcha in Torah and Tefillah and Avodas Hashem. Pretty simple. But it's not that simple. Because when we had the Beis Hamikdash, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, under the leadership of Tzadikim and everything, then the Simcha was in the right place. Then the Simcha was in Eretz Yisrael, the Simcha was in the Torah, the Simcha was in Tefillah, the Simcha was in Mitzvahs. But today we are in Golus. Those that are living outside of Eretz Yisrael are clearly in Golus, and those that are living inside of Eretz Yisrael, if it's not being governed and led and guided by the Torah and by Torah values, then we're also in Golus. And we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We go to visit a wall. There's no music. There's no Leviim and Kohanim and Korbanos. We don't have all of that. So we are in exile. If we are in exile, where is the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is also in exile. The Pasuk says, Imoy Anochi Betzara. Hashem says, when Klal Yisrael goes down, I go down with them. Down with the first Pasuk in Chumash Shmos. Ve'ele Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayma. These are the names of the Jews who went down to Egypt. The word Mitzrayma is Bigematria Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is in Egypt? Are you kidding? The answer is, when Klal Yisrael was there, when the Jewish people were there, that was where the Shekhinah was located, in Mitzrayma, in Mitzrayim. And when we are in Golus today, the Shekhinah is in Golus with us. The term Shekhinah has multiple meanings. Another word for the Shekhinah is Simcha. We mentioned before, the Arizal says the words Lev Simcha are Bigematria Shekhinah. So if Klal Yisrael is in Golus, the Shekhinah is in Golus, it means the Simcha is in Golus also. The Simcha has fallen out of the Torah, out of Tefillah, out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of Eretz Yisrael. Where is it? It's in the Klipos. It's in the Sitra Achra. It's in the Tumah. That's why if you look around, it looks like they're having fun. It looks like they're enjoying life, celebrations, party, all the different things, wealth and everything. It looks as if the non-Jews, the Arabs, all of this wealth, 25 Rolls Royces and everything, it looks like the Simcha is there because of the fact that we're in Golus and the Simcha has fallen into the hands of the Klipos. If that's the case, what do we do? And that's why many Jews who are observing Torah and mitzvahs are not happy. You look at them, they're not smiling. They're struggling. Men, women, children, boys, girls are struggling with depression, sadness, even religious. So what do you do? Rabbeinu Zal reveals a secret. Rabbeinu Zal says, and Rav Nosson Zal expands on this, that just like when you want to roast something, you want to have a good fire, you go buy real good charcoal, real expensive charcoal or wood that burns really well. Sometimes you can buy charcoal or wood that can burn for a few hours. You can cook on it mamish for 3-4 hours. But in many cases, when you buy that charcoal, you pay full price and bring it, and then you lay it all out, and then you put a match to it, and it's not burning. And you put another match and 30 matches, and it's not catching fire. And the person takes it back to the store and says, "You fooled me, you tricked me. These are marshmallows. This isn't charcoal. This is black-covered marshmallow. This ain't going to light if I, no matter what I do." Person says, no, you left out a step. They're going to light and they're going to burn for hours, but you need lighter fluid. You need to first put in some small pieces of wood or paper or cardboard and spray lighter fluid on it. And then as the coals start catching, when you see them start getting white and start catching, then you put on the meat and the chicken, and you'll see the coals are going to become totally white. And that's going to be an incredible fire that can burn for hours. So the person says, "I got a great idea. Who needs the coals? Give me three bottles of lighter fluid. Much faster, much quicker, much more effective." No. That's not the way. It's not going to work. Lahavdil, we have the same exact situation here. The charcoals, the wood, is the Torah and the Tefillah and the mitzvahs. That's the real simcha. That's the eternal simcha. Lighter fluid is mili d'shtusa. Rabbeinu Zal said that today, now he said this 200 years ago, that today it's almost impossible for most people to be able to get to real simcha through Torah and Tefillah and mitzvahs. They need a starter. They need mili d'shtusa. They need a joke. They need something fun. The Gemara says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Rav Hamnuna Sova, Hava Mesader Kamei Chavraya, Pirka Demili Deshtusa. He prepared chapters of jokes. Rav Hamnuna Sova, for his Talmidim, said that before he started the shir, there was a joke. Get everybody to laugh, perk up, and what do you mean? That's Bittul Torah. That's Chil Hashem. That's not Chil Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem. That's the lighter fluid, which can get people to perk up and then be able to go into learning with simcha, to then be able to taste the real simcha, the simcha of Torah and Avodas Hashem and Tefillah. And Rabbi Nachman put tremendous emphasis on it, that this is a critical, critical thing that all of us need to know. We need to know how to be able to laugh, to make a joke, Sometimes it's an ice cream, sometimes it's a chocolate, sometimes it's a dance, sometimes it's a person doing something silly. The Torah tells us that Dovid HaMelech, the Zohar HaKadosh calls Dovid HaMelech Batcha de Malka. He is the comedian of the king, of Hashem, Dovid HaMelech. If you read Tehillim, you see how many times he begs Hashem for simcha, and how many times he tells Hashem how happy he is. He was fighting. Dovid HaMelech was born without years. He wasn't supposed to live. He needed a donation of years. And this Dovid HaMelech, who's called Batcha de Malka, the Navi tells us that he was once caught. He was running for his life. His whole life he was running for his life. But once when Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill him, and he ran into the land of the Pelishtim, and he was caught. And they recognized this is the person who killed their hero, the one who murdered Goliath. And they took him to the king, and they were expecting a reward. $1 million, €1 million. They weren't sure what denomination, but they knew it was going to be in the millions, that's for sure. And they bring him in, and Dovid HaMelech is surrounded. No escape. No chance of escape. What does Dovid HaMelech do? He acts silly. He acts silly, crazy. The Navi says, Meshuga, uses the word Meshuga. He starts drooling, he starts writing on the walls, acting crazy. And the Navi says, the king sees this, and he says, I don't have enough crazies here, you brought me another one. And there's a medrash that says that his wife and daughter were nuts, were crazy. So he was very experienced in this. So that's why he said, Achasem, you think I don't have enough craziness, you brought me another, this is going to be the Chut HaMeshug, get him out of here! And sure enough, Dovid HaMelech was saved. His life was saved by his ability to be able to use this mili d'shtusa, to be able to act silly, crazy, at the right time, within the right boundaries. Obviously, this is not a heter to commit any chashm, to take drugs or to drink alcohol, chas v'shalom, or to make fun of anybody else. Leitzonus is not sin, it's the opposite of simcha. Rabbi Nachman said one of the prerequisites in a joke, a kosher joke, is that it doesn't harm anybody else, and it doesn't, chas v'shalom, make fun of Hashem or any dovrish, any object of holiness. But the jokes, the silliness, is necessary. It's critical. It's a critical piece. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Dovid HaMelech speaks about this in Tehillim. We say it every Shabbos morning. LeDovid b'shanoiso yestamoy lefnei avimelech vayigorsheo vayelach. That when Dovid HaMelech was able to change his tune before the king, he was able to put on a performance, an act. This wasn't his norm. When he sat learning Torah, he wasn't making jokes. But he knew that this was an emergency, that he was trapped by Amalek, the Sitrachra, Homon, Amalek, Atzvus, Super Atzvus, he's surrounded by darkness. He knew that this was the only way to be able to get out of it. And this is the secret behind the holiday of Purim. That Purim is a holiday when we do things that we don't do on any other Yontif. People put on costumes, masks, kids, groggers in shul. A shul is a place of decorum, a place of yira. Suddenly the shul is, there's fun going on in shul. And Mishloach Moros, you give me, I give you. It's just a game. Yiddishkeit is a game? The answer is yes. There is a place for that also in Yiddishkeit, a very important place. That on this day of Purim, when we're going against our most difficult adversary, when we're going up against Amalek and Haman, This is the secret weapon, this mili d'shtusa. We should be zeicha. We started Adar, today is Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. It says, marbin b'simcha. We should be zeicha to practice with ourselves and wives and children and friends, to be able to get a Jew to laugh. Rabbi Nachman said that sometimes you're walking down the street, there's somebody walking towards you, and you don't realize that this person has made a decision to commit suicide. Because they feel that life, what am I living for? What do I need this for? Again, Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles that life is miserable. It's all the simcha in this world is all depression. It leads nowhere. So who needs it? And somebody says to the God, "Wow, so you're the sun. You're the light in my life. I can't believe I'm meeting you. I'm so happy. I haven't seen you in such a long time." Person says something uplifting or cracks a joke or something. and that could actually save the other person's life. And it could save the one who's making the joke sometimes when he's down. We should be zecher to use the advice of the Torah and the tzaddikim to play our role. One closing note, the Gemara says that one of the rabbis once met Elianovi, and he was, they had a close relationship, the Gemara says. Elianovi frequented this rabbi, Rabbi Breike Chuzor, and they were in the marketplace, and he said, could you show me who's going straight to Gan Eden? And Elianovi took a look, and he said, nobody. His first response was, no one. Then he looked a little further, and then he said, oh, that guy over there. And the Gemara tells the secret of what that guy was all about. And then he asked him, anybody else? And he looked around, he said, yeah, those two over there. And the rabbi ran over them and asked them, what are you all about? They said, we're comedians. We know how to make people laugh. Whenever we see people that are depressed or something, we'll crack a joke, we'll do something to get them to laugh. And we see people in an argument or something, we use our ability, this quality, this ability, this simcha, to be able to make peace between them. The pasuk says, ki b'simcha seitzeyun uveshalom tuvolon. That this combination of simcha and shalom, this is what will take us out of sadness, depression, tumor, klipa, sitrachra, golus, and together with shalom, that combination will lead to the coming of Mashiach, binyan beis hamikdash, meriv yameinu, amen.